Pharmacy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, October 16th edition. Well, MERS News Service interviewed one of the people running for Republican candidate to be the nominee for Michigan's governor, Anthony Hudson. Republican gubernatorial candidate Anthony Hudson is a plain-spoken trucker from Genesee County. He says his campaign is well on its way to getting the 15,000 valid petition signatures needed to put him on the next August primary ballot. Hudson said roughly 800 people across the state have asked for him to mail them petition sheets. He's also made connections in 53 counties that he's visited so far since announcing his campaign. Signatures are not going to be an issue for us, said Hudson. He's getting traction as he crisscrosses the state with a very simple message. We need to get rid of property taxes and income taxes. Property taxes have to go so that people can actually experience true home ownership without the government's collateralization of their property. No more tax foreclosure sales, no more eminent domain, no more forcing you to do this or forcing you to do that or lose your property. As far as income taxes, Hudson argued that residents are basically being forced to pay for the right to work, which isn't right. We have to pay all these ridiculous taxes. We have to work in order to enrich Lansing. We have to work to survive, but they think that they deserve to get a cut off the top. While recognizing the loss in revenue, Hudson said he supports eliminating state government agencies to make up the difference. Eliminate the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and even the Department of Natural Resources could use a haircut too, Hudson said. Moving on to more revenue cuts, Hudson suggested eliminating license plate renewals and cutting away the Secretary of State. All they should be doing is running the elections. That's it. License plates, they do not need to be renewed every single year. As governor, it will be my job to come in and incorporate budget cuts all across the board. If that means eliminating some departments in Lansing, so be it. As long as it ends up that the people can keep their hard-earned money and start enriching themselves instead of Lansing. Pretty interesting, straightforward reporting by MERS News Service on one of the candidates running for governor, Anthony Hudson. So we'll see where this goes and see if, in fact, he does get enough signatures to make it on the ballot. Now, this next story really caught my eye. Michigan Supreme Court. Officer Rick, if you're listening, this is going to be very applicable to you. Michigan Supreme Court is reviewing a case that could affect how police handle traffic stops and searches, especially when civil infractions like marijuana possession are involved. The case, People versus Freddie Wilkins, centers on whether the police were allowed to search a car and its occupants without a warrant. After stopping Wilkins for speeding back in January 2023. During the stop, the state troopers said he smelled marijuana and began investigating whether it was Wilkins or his passengers on the presumption that they had marijuana. Well, as it turned out, the driver who was speeding Wilkins didn't have any marijuana, but his passenger admitted she had a small amount. Well, the officer then searched the entire vehicle and found a hidden gun. Wilkins was later charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Well, Wilkins' attorney, Zachary Houghton, told the court that the police cannot use a civil infraction. Like, for example, the underage marijuana possession as a reason to search someone without a warrant. He argued that just smelling marijuana wasn't enough to prove a crime, especially since marijuana is now legal for adults in Michigan. Now that marijuana is legal, the smell is everywhere, Houghton said. It doesn't prove who used it, when they used it, or whether it was even used illegally. While the assistant Kent County prosecutor, Kimberly Manns, said the officer acted reasonably, she pointed out that both people in the car were under 21. So they weren't legally allowed to possess marijuana at all. Manns also said that the officer didn't just rely on the smell, but had reason to believe that the law was being broken. The Fourth Amendment protects against unreasonable searches, but not all searches are unreasonable. Well, one of the Supreme Court justices, Brian Zara, questioned whether simply the smell of marijuana, which is really common, as the attorney explained, Houghton agreed that the smell might show someone nearby had used marijuana, but insisted it wasn't enough to justify an entire full search of the vehicle. Previously, a Kent County judge ruled that the search was in fact legal, as well as the Michigan Court of Appeals, who also agreed, saying that even though the officer may have gone beyond what was allowed during a normal, simple traffic stop, the discovery of the gun didn't come directly from an illegal search. But now the Supreme Court must decide whether or not the officer violated Wilkins' right. Its decision could shape how similar cases are handled in the future. Pretty interesting. Now, my first question, did the officer ask for IDs to find out that both of the occupants in the vehicle were under 21? Evidently, speeding took place, so of course he could ask for the driver's license of the driver, but is he entitled to ask for the driver's license or ID of the passenger? Those are additional questions I think they need to discuss. Well, as much as Dave Ajima hates public transportation, the Department of Transportation, Michigan MDOT, is going to kick in $40 million, $30 million of which is coming in from state funds, and an additional $10 million to create a transit station in a transit hub in downtown Detroit's Corktown neighborhood. The investment comes as MDOT, the city of Detroit, and Michigan Central will create a 30-acre technology and cultural hub. Also, building will be a new transportation hub. This will house new passenger rail and inner city bus transit stations. This will feature a direct connection between Detroit and Ann Arbor, as well as Detroit Metro Airport. According to the Memorandum of Understanding signed by the officials, MDOT, the City of Detroit, and the railroad company, Michigan Central. In speaking in a press conference release, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, "Downtown Detroit is open for business and on the move as one of the best places to live, work, and pioneer cutting-edge ideas. It builds on the historic investment in transit that we just made in the balanced bipartisan budget I signed earlier this month. Again, $40 million coming from MDOT and $10 million in a grant that was awarded to MDOT through the Federal Transit Administration. Additionally, a fund from RAISE, another federal grant, will provide an additional $30 million. The plan for the proposed extension would extend the Chicago to Detroit Amtrak Wolverine train to run through Michigan Central on its way to Windsor and Toronto, Canada. The CEO managing of Michigan Central, Josh Schrieffman, said, "This is just another step in positioning Michigan Central as the main railroad hub that will not only connect people, but will drive growth in the region." MDOT owns and operates the aging Howard Street bus station that currently serves Greyhound, Indian Trails, and Amtrak station in the nearby New Central neighborhood. So the expansion of a transportation hub in downtown Detroit. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I had mentioned a Charlie Kirk Memorial Turning Point USA was trying to do down at Liberty Mountain USA in Clare County, Farwell, Michigan, for this Saturday, October 18th. Well, they've realized that there is too many other conflicting things happening. This No Kings event, as well as other things happening at Big Rapids there at Ferris State University. They're going to push the Charlie Kirk Memorial back to November. They're going to let me know the date and time and the speakers that they're going to try to line up, which will give them more time to possibly get some big-name speakers to come to Liberty Mountain. So if you were planning on telling young people about it, it's been postponed. It is not going to be this Saturday, October 18th. It's going to take place sometime in November, and we will let you know the time and the date. Now, one of our listeners, Michelle Durst, listener in Sheboygan, her and some other friends have decided that they want to raise money and to put up a billboard in Sheboygan, in our listening area, right where the radio station is housed. I've got a proof of it from Lamar, if you'd like to see it. Basically, it's Charlie Kirk in his Freedom white t-shirt with his arm raised. Well done, my good and faithful servant, Charlie Kirk, 1993 through 2025. And on the bottom, Lamar, the sign company, required a paid-for buy. So what Michelle and her friends decided to do is have them put on the bottom, paid for by the friends of Trucker Randy Bishop, because they knew how much I love Charlie, supported Turning Point USA. Vicky and I donate to them every month, small $20 donation, believed that Charlie truly helped Donald Trump win the White House in November of 2024. Was very absolutely critical in getting out the vote for President Trump and even the U.S. Congress as well as the U.S. Senate. And so as a tribute, Michelle and other listeners to the show wanted to put up this billboard. It's going to be on M33 Junction starting November 3rd. So what I would like to do, if you text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, I'm going to change the folder to the event that was in there for this Saturday, which has been postponed in November. I'm going to set it up to have the picture of the artwork as well as Michelle's contact information. If you'd like to donate whatever amount of money you want to this billboard, again, a picture of Charlie Kirk, his arm up in the air, him wearing that T-shirt, I can send you the proof that says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Charlie Kirk with his birth year and his death year. Lamar is the sign company, and they've created this proof, and the sign is going up in just a couple of weeks. So if you'd like to support the campaign of this billboard, text me Kirk. I'll send you the picture of the proof, the artwork, and Michelle's phone number. You can share it with your friends and see this go up at the M33 junction there just south of Sheboygan. Lamar Billboard, it's even lit at night. So if you want to help get this up, kind of our message, our tribute, if you will, memorial to Charlie Kirk. And Lamar, again, required a name on the bottom, and Michelle wanted to put my name on there because of our support for Charlie and Turning Point USA. The one last thing that I would like to share with you is that we are actively raising money for the media campaign for Axe My Tax. I just nailed down a text messaging effort that we are going to do to all of the precinct delegates in the entire state of Michigan. We've already raised $1,640. The first thing we're going to do is hit the precinct delegates to get the word out about the fundraising campaign. And then I'm already in the process of getting bids from radio and TV stations. The commercial is part of the text messaging program. So if you want to help us get the word out, just simply text me media, M-E-D-I-A, and I'll send you the link to the Give, Send, Go. You can hit the play button in here and see the TV radio commercial. We've made it a YouTube video, actually 30 seconds long, perfectly produced for music in, music out. Got the whole thing edited for TV and radio, ready to go. All we need to do is raise the money and we can get this commercial on statewide radio and TV stations across the entire state of Michigan. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.